Knives and Spoons, a chef's story of kitchens, addictions, and mayhem, written and read by Alistair Gill. Some of the material in this audiobook refers to charts and tables. These are available in a downloadable companion PDF, which you can find alongside the audiobook in your listening library. The Kitchen Food Chain. The Commie, Homo rucensis. A culinary baby cub, the wide-eyed apprentice, easily confused with a startled meerkat in oversized crocs, loves to wear the kitchen's disposable paper hats that make them look like they're selling Krispy Kreme donuts. We'll ask for ingredients already on their section. Natural habitat, larder. The chef de partie, Big Dickus disgruntulus. The one and only workhorse of the kitchen, also known as a line chef. The chef de partie has earned their space and will defend it like a fox protecting a wheelie bin. Often loud communicators, outspoken, team players until they're not. They might cover your shift, but will definitely try to shag the waiter. Weaknesses? Thinks waiters want to shag them. The breakfast chef, Scramblius Maximus. A rarer sighting is this reluctant inmate of the kitchen world. They don't want to be part of your kitchen family. They want a reliable shift and a reason to leave at 2 p.m. Oddly, every single one is religious. They are the most un-chef-like chefs you'll ever meet and are usually in the role due to a need for structure on account of having 6 kids and a mortgage. Strengths? Relentlessly reliable. Weaknesses? Likely to be a serial killer. The sous chef, Secundus in Commandus. The on-site special unit. They only hold this position through talent or time and know every recipe, every supplier issue, every staff lie, every skeleton in every walk-in fridge, often more hands-on than the head chef. Pros, self-assigns more sig breaks. Cons, ego, less banter. The head chef, Dictator Culinaris. Hugely varying in nature, either very hands-on with a great talent for commanding the battlefield, or can struggle to make a decent beurre blanc anymore due to rotus and gross profit percentages taking over. Often seen wearing crocs in black leather as a sign of status. Natural habitat, the path, the office. The pastry chef, Precisus Sugarbitch. The neurodivergent cousin of the chef de partie. Works in a fridge, speaks in grams, lives for lamination. Where the kitchen absolutely stops being about winging it, most likely could produce a line chef's dishes far better, but lacks any desire to trade their sterile lab for the dirty trenches. Strengths? Shortbread. Maths. Weaknesses? Social gatherings. Small cock jokes. The floor manager. Cuntus Wankitit. Often spotted lecturing a KP on professionalism while wearing a scarf indoors. A creature fueled predominantly by passive aggression, micromanagement and flat whites. Pretends to understand what dough lamination is to fluff the image that they're a foodie connoisseur. Natural habitat. Drinking at the bar. Strengths. Schmoozing. Uber lux. Weaknesses. Limited allies. The agency chef. Tempus mercenarius. A drifting kitchen temp hired by the hour. A breed that has surged profoundly since Brexit and COVID. A hired gun to ease understaffing, a culinary one-night stand. Arrives mid-service like a suspicious package in the post in unsullied clogs. Strengths? Often gets paid more than the sou per hour. Weaknesses? No fucking clue where anything is and mildly resented by all. The private chef. Clientele brown-nosius. Cooks for the rich, celebs, and people who eat tiramisu off things it shouldn't be eaten off. Adaptable, can live out of a Ford Fiesta full of cling film and cleavers or on a 30-foot yacht, a transition similar from war dog to house cat. Can turn any marble kitchen into downtown Beirut with one pan. Usually rarely sighted. Natural habitat? Not applicable. Strengths? The MacGyver of catering. Can build a Michelin experience out of a rented Airbnb pan set. Weaknesses?